naked.
Yo, you ain't to walk down the street. To walk down the street with flags.
You ain't gonna cut me off and think you're right.
Hey man.
You ain't gonna cut me off and think you're right.
This guy, man. Whoa. I got it, man. Whoa. Hey man, get off him, man! Quick! Look at that guy, you just whipped the iPad.
Yeah.
What's your name?
What's your name? What's your name?
It's okay, he's gonna go.
Look at that, iPad is trash.
Keep recording, don't worry about it.
Hey man, okay.
An irate pro-LGBTQ activist vandalizes a preacher's property in a fit of rage.
Took it.
Jesus loves you, bro. Jesus died for your sins,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus Christ is not real. I'm real. You're a piece of shit. You're racist.
Jesus Christ is real. I'm not racist. Jesus isn't racist.
He's racist.
Jesus created each and every person, no matter your skin. So Jesus
will think to the earth. You're Jesus.
He loves you. He loves each and every person. Jesus is the Son of God who was slain before the foundation of the world.
A wokey curses vehemently at a preacher during a heated argument.
Happened, you're offensive. Police lives matter.
You have the same sticker.
We're just trying to do school.
What?
You guys have the same sticker as the other.
But this is our space.
We've got a police lives matter sticker and we're getting kicked out. Can't do school.
Nobody's kicking
out. You just said we have to leave.
No, I said you're making the space
uncomfortable. You're making me feel
uncomfortable. But you're white. Do you understand what a multicultural space? It means you're not being centered.
White's not a culture?
No. No, it's not a culture. It's white is not a culture. Say it again to the camera. You think whiteness is a culture?
This is insane.
So anyways, this is the violence that ASU does, and this is the type of people that they protect, okay? This white man thinks he can take up our space, and this is why we need a multicultural space, because they think they can get away with this.
I'm gonna sit here the whole time and you can find somebody to kick.
That's cool. We will.
We're asking you to leave if you have any consideration for people.
Awoki attempts to eject boys from a venue for displaying Police Lives Matter stickers using perplexing logic.
Gen Z doubters of Kamala have noted her record persecuting people for weed. I'm a stoner. I use it for PTSD. Do you think that era is so over? She's so over that.
I think that even in the period of the Biden-Harris administration, they have been working very hard in order to say no.
What about, like, Coke and stuff?
Excuse me?
What about, like, Coke?
I would have to look at it, but...
Decriminalize the baby.
Thank you, sir.
Coke for the boys.
Thank you.
A reporter delivers a hilariously sarcastic question to DNC attendees about Kamala Harris.
Step out here with children. Call them. This is disgusting. What the hell is wrong with you people? These poor children. What is wrong with you sick people? Get out of here, you pet. Get out of here. You're not safe here. Get out of here. Yeah, that's disgusting. Look, no, this is sick. You are sick. You are sick. Look at these poor children.
It's all based on sex.
These poor children. These poor children. How dare you guys? You godless whores. You guys are sick.
It's not okay.
You're not starting it again. This is over. This is over. It's over forever. No more sick here. No.
A parent openly criticizes school staff for hosting a drag queen story hour, questioning its appropriateness.
If you go to a Black Lives Matter rally, they're only focusing on individuals that are killed by a white police officer. They're not focusing on children or adults or David Dorn or Patrick Underwood that was killed in these protests, police officers that serve their community. They're not talking about any of this stuff. I'm not telling them to focus on something else. I'm literally pointing out the flaw and them only focusing only on a small amount of cases that jive with their political agenda. How many unarmed black men were killed by police last year? Can you tell me?
They're not focusing on whatever jives with
their
agenda. They're not only focusing on what jives with their agenda.
Of course they are. They're or else they wouldn't be ignoring 99.7% of black homicides.
A reporter dismantles a BLM supporter's stance with solid facts and reasoning.
I'm telling you that Wayne Park, where I live, gave the... Okay, rolling his eyes. Can't even finish the...
Because you're being
damn
hey,
time.
Hey,
give me my property.
Give me my stuff. What are you doing?
Damn time.
Hey,
the sign is gone. Go back. The sign is gone.
All right, you guys. I'm trying to walk this way. Please, please let me walk this way.
Just go, bro.
I don't, dude. I'm not literally not touching you. All right, you guys, do not touch me, please. Where'd my sign go?
A defund the police advocate loses their cool and snatches a reporter's sign during a protest.
Oh, what Trump can do. You go vote for Tampon Tim because I guess you think it's okay to put tampons in boys' bathrooms, right?
I think it's a good idea to put menstrual supplies for teenagers
in boys' bathrooms.
In men's restrooms?
In boys' bathrooms.
Why not?
Because why do they need a tampon to stick it up their ass?
So is this...
No.
So is
a liberal gets schooled by a woman challenging the appropriateness of tampons in boys' bathrooms.
Hey everyone! So I just rented one of these shareable bikes and they're kind of useless. I gotta be honest, I hate having my male parts. It's such a drag, no pun intended. And it just really gets in the way and it's super annoying. So I feel like they need to make bikes that are more ergonomic and trans-friendly. So drop a comment and let me know what you think. Bye, everyone.
A wokie absurdly requests specialized bikes to accommodate trans anatomy, sparking bewildered reactions.
Government is crazy, and I'm 18, and everyone's scared.
Should we burn America?
I think we should absolutely burn the idea of America. I just really do believe that it's rotten to the actual core.
You think we should nuke ourselves as punishment for the Native American?
We should give the land back to the Native Americans and see what they want to do. If they want to nuke us...
A pro-Palestine wokie shockingly declares a desire to burn America.
We have a person who is called an admiral but never served in the military, who probably can't do a push-up, who advocated for child sex surgery for minors.
That's not weird at all.
That's not weird at all. A new normal.
This is her now?
Yeah, Rachel Levine. Looks still like a dude to me, but versus a person who served in the U.S. Marines for 4 years. Which is weirder, the left one or the right one?
Oh, the person that served in the military for 4 years.
Is weirder?
Yeah.
Visually, the one on the right.
As a liberal, you can just be honest. You don't have to placate anybody.
Right.
The right one's weirder. Why is the right one weirder?
No comment.
Now, I do not think the left one is weird.
I think right's weirder.
Wokies question the appropriateness of a Marine's photo over another unspecified image.
Hitting you with a sign. Dude, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why are you getting in front of a woman?
I didn't know who that was.
But still, regardless,
what are you doing getting up in front of other people's
women? I'm asking them questions.
What questions?
I asked them, at what point do they consider abortion not to be a right? Because I'm actually curious.
Why?
Because they're...
Why?
They're promoting abortion pills.
Are they?
So I'm asking, at what point is abortion not right?
I think they answered your question by telling you to f*** yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Wokies lash out during an interview about abortion, unable to handle tough questions.
Your message to the DNC up the road.
They need to get their ass together and ceasefire now, because if not, we're going to take it to another level.
What's that mean?
As Black Lives Matter, it was violence involved. And we're doing just peaceful protests, and they're not listening, they don't do nothing, I feel like it's gonna...
A pro-Palestine wokie warns that protests could escalate to violence if demands are not met.
Yes. Now, let's go back to the question that you refused to answer, which was, do you think a country should have secure borders, yes or no?
Of course.
Well, a minute ago you said you didn't know.
Of course countries have secure borders.
But I thought that's a very far right. You should be over there with the far right, mate.
What's your definition of secure borders?
That you don't let people in willy-nilly without thorough checks, and you don't put them up in hotels and give them benefits without checking their bona fides.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Well...
Is that fair enough, yes or no? You don't
know. Think about that.
You have to think about it. You have got to think about it a lot, haven't you, mate?
Why are you being rude? I'm asking you straight questions, and all you can do is go into bully tactics.
What's
trying to ask you? You're making fun of me.
Yeah.
I'm asking you a straight question.
What's a bully tactic? Asking you questioning you.
Ridiculing.
Yes. No.
I can tell you're not a proper journalist.
Oh, really?
Right, that's...
Okay. All right, off you go then. Oh, you just hit... That's assault, mate. There you go. No, it's a free country, mate. Sorry.
A lefty reporter becomes agitated when questioned about migrant issues.
So, it's an innocent child. It has its own separate DNA.
It's my... Listen, a human doesn't
doesn't happen until that individual is born.
That's not what science says.
No, that's not.
Science says life begins at conception.
That's not what the Bible says.
It says, I knew you when you were formed in my
womb.
Yeah, but
God doesn't exist, so this is even a...
Then why did you just quote the Bible? You just quoted the Bible, and then she says that it doesn't exist.
That's what you believe.
You just quote the Bible, and then say the Bible doesn't exist. How can you go back and forth? You use it when it's beneficial to you. Give me facts. Give me stats. You have nothing, ma'am. You call him racist. You call him pro-life. But you can't give me a factual statement.
I just gave you. Look,
give me something he's done.
Are you a straight white male?
What does it matter? What does race matter? What does race matter?
Oh, fabulous looking straight white male.
I appreciate it.
A wokey stumbles during an abortion debate, contradicting herself and lacking coherent arguments.
And that's why they're leading you to hell.
I've been pretty peaceful with you, mother... But you need to get from in front of my church. You need to get from in front of my church. I've been nice. I've been real nice with you. Get from in front of my church.
We have a ministry of peace and joy.
Get from in front
of... On the one hand, we have a ministry of reconciliation. On the one hand, we have a ministry of reconciliation, of peace and joy and hope and forgiveness and freedom. And then over here you have people fighting out.
A wokey pro-trans individual becomes enraged during a discussion with a preacher.
Want to catch wokey moments in 4K? Watch till the end, subscribe, like the video, and comment wokeys for a chance to win a brand new iPhone 16 or a cash prize. Also, don't forget to check out the next video on the end screen for more chances to win.
Your religion is responsible for billions of deaths.
Now, two things here. Number one, I'm going to tell you right now that we do. Number two, I'm going to tell you the reason why I don't come out here proclaiming that, and I don't go out here screaming it, like, oh, I'm such a good person, is simply because she said no man is good.
You're screaming.
But I'm not
screaming. You brought your own amplification.
You just took what I said out of context.
It doesn't matter because I can be louder.
Hey, we can be
your loud amplification too. Doesn't matter.
We can talk too.
Mm-hmm.
Put down the mic.
Jesus can save you, friend.
I was having a mic.
Jesus wants to save you, friend.
Put down the mic.
Jesus wants to save you. Jesus wants to save you. Jesus wants to save you. Jesus wants to save you.
Put down the mic.
A pro-trans wokey tries to silence a preacher by shouting him down.
I'm not going to recite some catechism for you. I'm against vicious racial discrimination in this country. So I'm not pledging allegiance to your new religion of modern wokeism, which absolutely fits the test. I'm not going to bend the knee to your religion. I'm sorry. I'm not asking you to bend the knee to mine, and I'm not going to bend the knee to yours. But do I condemn vicious racial discrimination? Yes, I do. Am I going to play your silly game of gotcha? No, I'm not. And frankly, this is why people have lost trust. And I know you're going to go print the headline tomorrow. I already know this. We already know how your game works. Vivek Ramaswamy refuses to condemn white supremacy because you asked a stupid question. The reality is, I condemn vicious racial discrimination in this country, but the kind of vicious and systematic racial discrimination we see today is discrimination on the basis of race in a very different direction. You want to know what the best way is to end discrimination on the basis of race? Stop discriminating on the basis of race. Do that.
Vivek Ramaswamy eloquently counters a lefty reporter questioning him about white supremacy.
Hi, y'all. So before I ask my question, I want to clarify a point that y'all mentioned earlier. You said you don't believe in white privilege, correct?
Yeah, it's a myth. It doesn't exist.
Okay. So according to the Bureau of Prison Statistics from last month, 38.3% of our current inmate population is black. But according to the 2020 census data, only 12.2% of our national population is black. So if you don't believe in white privilege, how do you explain this disparity?
So why are they in jail?
It has been this way for years, since the 90s.
No, why do people go to jail?
Why are black people in jail at higher rates than white people?
That's the question, right? Maybe because
yes.
They commit more crimes than white people.
But that's not true. It actually is.
They do. So every independent analysis shows that blacks have committed a disproportionate amount of crime. No one wants to say it out loud, but it's true. In fact, in New York, 52% of murders are committed by blacks, 40%+ of arson, 60%+ of drug deals.
Charlie Kirk decisively debates a lefty student on white privilege using clear facts.
Civic.
Do you think hate speech should be disallowed?
Fighting words is disallowed. Not fighting words.
It's, I mean, it's called that, though.
No, they're very much not disallowed, actually.
They are disallowed if your speech is considered by a reasonable person to, and they harm you because of what you said.
Wait, you mean hurt their feelings or physically?
No,
harm them?
I mean, okay. If you intentionally provoke a person with your speech, that is not protected speech.
Yes, it is.
It actually...
The American Civil Liberties Union protected to be able to march in Skokie, Illinois around Holocaust survivors. Grotesque, outrageous speech is absolutely protected by
I'm
the First Amendment.
I'm not saying that grotesque. I'm saying...
Charlie Kirk educates a wokey on free speech, standing firm on his views.
Not right to call Leah Thomas her dead name. Well, out of respect for her.
Levine or whatever, but so but let me zero in on this, right? So it's a birth name, whatever, you could call it a dead name, it's fine. But if I were to do a biography on Thomas and I would include that name, how is that disrespectful? Isn't that, like, let's take your argument at face value. Wouldn't that be a journey of transition, a courageous movement towards who you really are? Like, an uplifting kind of sort of story and saga from the man I used to be and the woman I am now? How's that disrespectful?
Oh, well, in that context, then, probably.
I mean, so dead naming's now okay. I mean, maybe my tweet was all about the courageous journey of Ricardo Levine that once was named Richard and now his name is Rachel. Do you see what's getting here is that you're putting a lot of preference on context and on how I identify and all of this. And your opinions, you can have your opinions. But what we're talking about tonight is how we structure society, right?
Charlie Kirk discusses the importance of respecting birth names, sparking controversy with a statement on Leah Thomas.
I ask you, what bills do you currently pay? Who pays for your accommodation at university?
My student loan.
When, have you ever paid any bills in your lifetime?
No.
So you don't know what it's like to be a homeowner and not to be able to afford your energy bills and then see some stupid young people throwing soup over a painting in a gallery that has nothing to do with the fact they can't afford to pay their bills. You don't know what it's like to pay a bill, Phoebe, do you?
No, but I have empathy for those people. You know, the climate crisis is fueled by, the cost of living crisis is fueled by the cost of oil crisis. They are both one crisis. It's a crisis of greed of our government and their billionaire friends.
What do you understand about an ordinary family who can't afford to pay their fuel bills, who needs ordinary fuel to be delivered, but because of green taxation, their bills are now so expensive they can't afford them? And if we stop oil, how much more expensive do you think...
Katie Hopkins decisively handles a wokey climate activist with her typical flair.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a man and I'm gay. And I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to lose that. I'm afraid of not being able to be myself anymore because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. So that's why I'm here today and that's why I'm...
Confusion reigns as a trans and gay individual navigates pregnancy. Definitely a conversation starter.
Good morning, my baddies and daddies.
I woke up this morning feeling like God's favorite bitch, period.
The OOTD is giving very demure, really rose up glasses, clean makeup, earrings are very demure, jeans, you know, and the Chanel bag, of course. Pero ojalá, muchachas, muchachos, y gays, por la gente que están viendo, que tienen un día bien rockstar, y que las vibras salen en 10 ahora.
A rather inappropriate joke about someone's weight suggests they need a crane to exit a car through the sunroof. Yikes on the tax.
So, Don, you love censorship, is what you're saying?
No, I don't love censorship.
Then why are you asking?
I believe in moderation.
Moderation is a propaganda word for censorship.
Look, if something's illegal, we're going to take it down. If it's not illegal, then we're putting our thumb on the scale and we're being censors.
You're putting your thumb on the scale for moderating hate speech? I mean, you don't put out child pornography. That's not...
It's illegal.
Some people would say that's considered censorship. I'm just saying.
I literally said, if something is legal, okay, we will obviously remove it.
Okay.
But if it is not legal, if the laws in this country are put forward by the citizens, we're a democracy, if those laws put in place by the people,
we adhere to those laws.
Okay, I agree.
We adhere to the laws of others. If you go beyond the law, you're actually going beyond the will of the people. What you're suggesting is censorship that goes beyond the law. And what I'm saying is, I guess have a disagreement, because I do not believe in censorship that goes beyond the law, and you do. We have a difference of opinion in that regard.
So Elon Musk and Don Lemon spar over free speech, with Musk bringing his usual provocative insights.
Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way. The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that.
Tulsi Gabbard dismantles Kamala Harris with a detailed rundown of her missteps. Facts over fiction.
Why would a young, dynamic guy like you, how old are you?
21.
You're 21, so you're 60 years younger than Joe Biden.
Right.
Right, it was blatantly obvious to everybody that Biden was done, especially after the debate. Why would you continue to pretend that he wasn't?
Because I look at the record, I'm always of the view that achievements and policy matters more than like this talk we have in the media of, oh, Biden's this, oh, Biden's that. I've met the man as well. I've talked to him. He was fantastic. He was sharp. I had questions.
When was that?
That was in May.
He was sharp?
Yeah.
How sharp?
Very sharp. He answered my questions.
It was around that time he was falling off stages, he was face planting, he was tumbling
face off, planting. I mean,
tumbling
I feel like
down the steps of Air Force One, falling off bicycles. He was saying all sorts of gobbledygook in statements, which the White House had to rewind. So, how sharp was he?
I mean, he was great. I gave him questions.
Wokey Biden supporters are left floundering when faced with the assertion that Biden is not as perfect as they claim. For more Wokey videos, click on the screen right now.